Day 1. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. The first step of the Divine Will in the Immaculate Conception of the Celestial Mama. The Soul to Her Immaculate Queen. Here I am, O most sweet Mama, prostrate before you. Today is the first day of the month of May, consecrated to you, in which all your children want to offer you their little flowers, to prove to you their love, and to bind your love to love them. And I see you as though descending from the celestial fatherland, attended by angelic cohorts, to receive the beautiful roses, the humble violets, the chaste lilies of your children, and requite them with your smiles of love, your graces and blessings, and pressing the gifts of your children to your maternal womb, you bring them with you to heaven, to keep them as pledges and crowns for the moment of their death. Celestial Mama, in the midst of many, I, who am the littlest, the neediest of your children, want to come up onto your maternal lap, to bring you not flowers and roses, but a son each day. But the Mama must help her child, giving me her lessons of heaven, to teach me how to form these divine sons, that I may give you the most beautiful homage and the most pure love. Dear Mama, you have understood what your child wants. I want to be taught by you how to live of divine will. And I, transforming my acts and all of myself into divine will according to your teachings, each day will bring you onto your lap, all my acts changed into sons. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Blessed child, your prayer wounded my maternal heart, and as it draws me from heaven, I am already close to my child, to give her my lessons, all of heaven. Look at me, dear child. Thousands of angels surround me, and reverent, are all in waiting to hear me speak of that divine fiat whose fount I possess more than anyone. I know its admirable secrets, its infinite joys, its indescribable happiness, and its incalculable value. To hear my child calling me because she wants my lessons on the divine will is the greatest feast for me, the purest joy. And if you listen to my lessons, I will call myself fortunate to be your mama. Oh, how I yearn to have a child who wants to live only of divine will. Tell me, oh child, will you make me content? Will you give me your heart, your will, all of yourself into my maternal hands, that I may prepare you, dispose you, fortify you, empty you of everything, so as to be able to fill you completely with the light of the divine will, and forming you its divine life? Place your head upon the heart of your celestial mama, and be attentive in listening to me, so that my sublime lessons may make you decide never to do your will, but always that of God. My child, listen to me. It is my maternal heart that loves you very much and wants to pour itself upon you. Know that I have you here, inscribed in my heart, and that I love you as my true child. But I feel a sorrow, because I do not see you as similar to your mama. Do you know what renders us dissimilar? Ah, it is your will that takes away from you the freshness of grace, the beauty that enamors your Creator, the strength that conquers and bears everything, the love that consumes everything. In sum, it is not that will which animates your celestial mama. You must know that I knew my human will only to keep it sacrificed in homage to my Creator. My life was all of divine will. From the first instant of my conception, I was molded, warmed, and placed into its light, which purified my human seed with its power, in such a way that I was conceived without original sin. Therefore, if my conception was spotless and so glorious as to form the honor of the divine family, it was only because the omnipotent fiat poured itself upon my seed, and I was conceived pure and holy. So, if the divine will had not poured itself upon my seed more than a tender mother, in order to prevent the effects of original sin, I would have encountered the sad destiny of the other creatures, of being conceived with original sin. Therefore, the primary cause was entirely the divine will. To it be honor, glory, thanksgiving, for my having been conceived without original sin. Now, child of my heart, listen to your mama. Banish your human will. Content yourself with dying rather than concede to it one act of life. Your celestial mama would have been content with dying thousands and thousands of times rather than do one single act of my will. Don't you want to imitate me? Ah, if you keep it sacrificed in honor of your Creator, the divine will take the first step in your soul, and you will feel molded with a celestial aura, purified and warmed, in such a way as to feel the seeds of your passions being annihilated. And you will feel placed in the first steps of the kingdom of the divine will. Therefore, be attentive. If you are faithful in listening to me, I will guide you. I will lead you by the hand along the interminable ways of the divine fiat. I will keep you sheltered under my blue mantle, and you will be my honor, my glory, my victory, and yours. The soul. Immaculate Virgin, take me on your maternal knees and be my mama. With your holy hands, take possession of my will. Purify it, mold it, warm it by the touch of your maternal fingers. Teach me to live only of divine will.